This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. Sorry for the false start there this morning. That was my fault. It's Monday. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I am Lisa Wysocki from Nashville, Tennessee, and you are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 7th, episode 1560. This episode is brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World.
Yep, it's Monday.
All right, let's take it from the top again.
Well, there's a certain somebody that is very, very upset that she is not here today.
Yes,
and that
very
would be
upset.
Little Jamie Jennings, who thought she was getting out of jury duty. And you know how you have to call the night before and see if you're actually in? Well, she was in. So I got a text that I cannot read on the air because it contained many F words over and over and over again, because there is no day that Jamie would have rather been here than today after the Breeders' Cup. So, well, and you were even talking to her last night too, right, Lisa?
I was. We were conversing on Facebook, and I can't tell you how upset that she was. Well, you know, Glenn, but I mean, she, out of all the shows, this is the one that she wanted to be with.
Yeah, this and Kentucky Derby, the day after Kentucky Derby, are you know, the two that she really wants to be here, and jury duty got her. So we're hoping that she doesn't get picked for like a murder trial or something, is out all week. I think she's going to see to that. I just told her when you're getting interviewed by the lawyers, say, yes, I believe in the death penalty. They should all die. And then you'll get off every case. Just say that over and over again. Yes, I believe they think death penalty for robbery, death penalty for anything, and you'll be out in no time.
Wow. That's really interesting advice, Glenn.
Yeah, well, look, it'll work, right? I mean, who wants that person on the jury?
Well, exactly. So my mom, who is 93, was picked for jury duty.
Really?
Well, 50 years ago. And she got off of jury duty because she told them she was a vegetarian.
Oh, well, Jamie's a vegan. That'd even be better.
See? There you go. Of course, you know, 50 years ago, it was a little different, but I'm sure there are lots of vegetarians on juries these days.
I guess what depends on what the trial's about, right?
Well, that's true.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, well, I feel for Jamie because I know she really wanted to be here.
Yes, she did. But we're going to talk about the Breeders' Cup, and we'll tell you how she felt because she sure let us know. So we will fill you in. But Lisa's here, and that's always fun. Thank you for filling in
thank you for asking
notice.
Because it is always fun.
Yeah,
and it is always fun.
It was very short notice, so I appreciate that. Well, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's Omega Alpha Equine Monday edition, after our spirited review of the Breeders' Cup races, we're going to have a visit with the mad genius at Omega Alpha himself, Dr. Gordon Chang, and he's going to talk about joint support. And after the break, the wacky world of Horse Nation sets the takeoff rail for our week. And at the finish, we're going to learn about Comfortech blankets from Weatherby.
All right, I just noticed we had a bunch of live listeners just join us. If you did, Jamie got jury duty today, and she's very upset about it. So that's why Jamie's not here. But Lisa is filling in, and we always enjoy having Lisa here. And it's time for our daily whinnies.
Oh,
Well, my daily whinny goes to a guy by the name of Steve Adams. I've been doing this, Lisa, for 8 years now, 5,000 episodes, 6,200 guests. And occasionally I see things come across my computer that I go, I'd love to interview that person, but it's not about horses.
Right.
So I just decided, to hell with it. I own the network. I can do that. So, and then Jennifer and I discussed starting a new show, and that was like a lot of work. And, you know, last thing we need is more work. So I decided that on Stable Scoop occasionally, when I see people I want to talk to and have an interview with and put it out as an episode, I'm going to do that. And it's just going to be the Glenn's non-horsey episode. And I did my first one the other day. There's going to be no schedule. It's just, you know, if I do one a quarter, fine. If I do one a month, fine. But I met this guy by the name of Steve Adams. He has a brand new podcast. I started listening to it. His trail name is Mighty Blue, and he's a 61-year-old guy that was fat, out of shape, had never hiked a day in his life, who decided to just start the Appalachian Trail. And
wow.
And he did it at 61 years old. He basically retired from his job. He went to North Carolina with no experience. He had never set up his tent before. And
that is so impressive.
I know. And apparently he was like 70 pounds overweight. And did it. He just went out and he hiked the whole 2,400 miles up to Maine.
Wow.
And he wrote a couple books and he started this podcast, which I found by accident on iTunes or somewhere. And his cover art got me. I saw his cover art and I was like, I'll try that and see what Mighty Blue is. And it caught me from episode one. I was hooked ever since. And I wanted to have him on to do an interview about what it courage it takes to do something like that at the age of 61, being that I'm approaching that. So I got him on. It was a great interview, and I put it out, and I thought, well, we'll see what the horse listeners think about that. And it's got nothing but rave reviews. People loved it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm going to do more of that only as I said, as I see somebody I really want to talk to or I think that's very interesting, I'm going to put it out. Whether you listen or not, entirely up to you, because most of them will not be horse related.
So does this mean you're going to be hiking the Appalachian Trail sometime
soon?
You know,
that has been my bucket list since I was 20 years old.
Really?
But it's going to have to wait a little. Kind of got this. You know, the internet connections are not real great. It'd be hard to do the morning show. So
that's true.
Yeah, I'm going to have to wait till somebody buys us out for $1 million.
And well, that would be nice.
Yeah, I'll hike the Appalachian Trail.
But then it wouldn't be the same.
Why wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, you know,
be the same.
No, the show
probably wouldn't be the same, but I'll have fun. Well,
that's what's important. Forget the show, just that's Glenn's right. Going to have fun.
Forget you guys. Got my $1 million, I'm out of here. By the way, there's been no offers, so don't you have to worry about that for a while. Anyway, if you want to hear that episode, go to Stable Scoop's feed at stablescoop.com, and you can check out Steve Adams, very fascinating guy. Your turn.
So my daily whinny goes out to all of the Horse Radio Network listeners and all of the auditors who attended the CHA conference and the PATH, Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship conference. I was at both. I had a booth and did some presentations, and I can't tell you how much it means to me to have you guys come up and say hi.
Oh, did you have some? That's good.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere I go, there's Horse Radio Network people, and it just means a lot to me to have somebody come up and say, hey, I heard you, or, you know, we can share Glenn and Jen and Jamie's stories, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. So I'm glad you guys went to the conferences, because there was a lot of great info, but it was great to meet everybody too.
How are the conferences?
The conferences were great. I mean, really lots of great information, lots of great networking, everybody sharing ideas and about horses and teaching riding, and it's really awesome.
Yeah, we haven't talked to Christy since the conference, so I'm sure she'll give us a full report here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, I'm sure she will. I'm sure she will. And everybody's going to hear a lot of really great guests, because I know at the PATH conference, she was going around to a lot of the cool vendors and asking them if they wanted to be on the show, on her CHA show. And there were a lot of really, really interesting.
Does she ever stop working? She's like the Energizer Bunny.
Oh, absolutely not. She's going all the time, all the time. And every time I went to see her in her booth, I mean, she wasn't there because she was off talking to this person or that person. And she had some really good people in her booth who were very knowledgeable about CHA. But man, she was just everywhere.
I hope the Certified Horsemanship Association board realizes what they have in her, because
I hope
that
so.
Is a rare find to have somebody that is that dedicated as she is.
Oh, she is. She was telling me, because she works from home in Denver, and CHA is located in Lexington. And she was just telling me, her husband has gotten the picture very clear that from 8 to 4:30, boy, she doesn't wash dishes. She's not washing the clothes. She's not making dinner. She is doing CHA stuff. Even though she could probably multitask and get all that done, no, she is totally focused.
Well,
yeah, she's awesome.
She's been fun to work with for a lot of years now here on Horses in the Morning. So that's good. And then the path, you actually had a little bit of a stake in the PATH conference this year. Tell us about that.
Well, we did. I have a small, very small therapeutic riding program. And I say it's a therapeutic riding program. We actually do more what we call equine-assisted learning or equine-assisted activities, because a lot of our participants participate on the ground. They'll do ground driving or round penning, or they'll learn about the horse from the ground. And PATH had invited all of their 850-some member centers.
And explain what PATH is again.
Yeah, so PATH is the Professional Association of Therapeutic Horse. So if you see a therapeutic riding center near you, they're probably a member of PATH. There are several other associations, but PATH is the one that is most affiliated with the riding part of the therapeutic riding. And they're a great member organization. They have 850 or more member centers all across the world. I met some people from Chile and South Korea, and it was really awesome to see that this is going worldwide. Anyway, our small little center, so to say small, we have three horses. That's how small we are. We have three horses, and they asked the centers to send in a video that showed the volunteers and the staff and the participants all kind of working together to affect positive change, but also to have fun. And so we sent in a video. Our board member, Cindy Johnson, her husband is a major level attorney, but he's also an Americana music artist called Trevor McShane, and he had this perfect song called True Love. So we set the video to this song called True Love, and PATH chose it as the winning video, and we were just so excited. And people can see it if you just Google, I think, Colby's Army 2016 True Love, or Colby's Army.
Jennifer put it up on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page too. I watched it this morning. It is so cute. You guys do a lot of work. You know, a lot of times these are people with disabilities
that are
part of the PATH program, or, are active in the PATH program.
Yes.
But you actually are a little bit different in that you have a homeless outreach, which is unusual.
We do.
Yeah.
We have a homeless outreach program. We identify homeless in our area. We give them backpacks, talk to them, turn them over to other nonprofits who help them get housed, and then we can bring them back to our center and teach them life skills such as learning and trust and respect and teamwork and goal setting. And we also serve people with other disabilities such as, depression, Down syndrome, autism, developmental delay, post-traumatic stress. So we have children and adults all across the board. We even have some with cerebral palsy, and it's just an amazing, inclusive community. Everybody's valued. Everybody is friends with everybody else. And it's just really been a really fun, fun thing to work with.
You want to hear a little of the song?
Oh, yeah.
True love. It took so long to find you. I could not go it alone. We are lost in love. Going, 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 gone. Somehow we connected out.
Now, he wrote and sang it?
He wrote and sang the song. He co-wrote it with a man named John Barnard, and it's just a fun, feel-good song, and that's what
catchy.
We're all about.
It's got a catchy tune, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll be singing the refrain in your head for days.
It's true.
It's true love.
Is he the one in the guitar with the guitar in the video?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. I mean, we put big, huge sunglasses on some of our horses, and we found some sticky hearts that we put all over and all over the horses, and it was just fun. And our facility, we have 54 acres in Ashland City, Tennessee, and we have creeks and trails, and so we were trying to showcase the facility. We also have an organic garden, and we're just trying to make positive change. If somebody has a life challenge, we're there to help.
Well, good for you, and congratulations on winning the award.
Thanks.
It is a
thanks.
Cute video. People should watch it. Jennifer, if you could post it on Horses in the Morning. It gets gets a lot of your people involved, which is really cool. And they're having a good time doing it. And it was just a lot of fun.
Yes, thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
The horses looked like they were having a semi-good time doing it.
They were having a semi-good time. You know, I think by the end of the shoot, they were like, okay, let me go back and let's eat some hay. You know, right. But they were very, very engaged with all the people because they're just people kind of horses. So, yeah.
All right, let's speak about other kind of horses, and that's racehorses. Of course, yes. We had a little thing called a Breeders' Cup over the weekend. And we'd made some picks, Jennifer, Jamie, and I made some picks on four different races over the weekend, and we picked on the Dirt Mile. None of us picked the winner on the Dirt Mile, by the way, so none of us got that. The Distaff, Jamie got the only pick of all the four races.
Good for Jamie.
And I have that race for you. This is the Breeders' Cup Distaff, and of course, this is the girls, right? So... let's take a listen.
As I'm a Chatterbox takes her spot in the starting gate, and here's the holder in the final race of her career, going against Songbird and Stellar Wind. And they're all in line.
Four
comes up here at Santa Anita, ready for the start. They're off in the Breeders' Cup Distaff, and oh, Stellar Wind did not break at all. She had a very slow start as Mike Smith sends Songbird to the front, and Beholder is right there, and I'm a Chatterbox is going to put some pressure on now, too. And then it's Carolina Way running in fourth position. Landover Sea is next. Stellar Wind, who just did not come out of the gate well at all. It's about six lengths off the lead with the Argentinian Corona del Inca alongside of her. Forever Unbridled is last, and Songbird leads the way through a 23-1 opening quarter mile. A solid first fraction for her, but she's in the clear as they race onto the backstretch. I'm a Chatterbox is running along in second position onto the backstretch run. And then comes Carolina. Beholder on the outside is fourth. She's now four lengths off of Songbird up the backstretch. It's another 2.5 to Stellar Wind. And Victor Espinosa has her six lengths off the lead right now. Then Landover Sea, Forever Unbridled, and Corona del Inca. So it's a 47 flat half for Songbird. Very easy for her as she continues her journey into the far turn with a length lead. I'm a Chatterbox continues to pursue in second. Beholder has not moved yet. Gary Stevens has not asked her to go as of yet. Now he's starting to ask just a bit. And she's a length and a half off of Songbird, third in the far turn. Songbird is taken on now. And here comes Beholder. And a confrontation of champions as they come toward the top of the stretch. I'm a Chatterbox trying to cling to them. Stellar Wind's got work to do. Songbird and Beholder. And they're into the stretch. And here we go. Songbird set down. Beholder is alongside. Forever Unbridled is 2.5 lengths behind them. Furlong to run. Songbird, Beholder, they are nose to nose. This race living up to its expected power as they come to the wire. Their nose is apart. It's Beholder. I think she got her head down on the wire.
I love Larry Comas.
He's the best. I think he was about ready to lose his voice.
Ever.
He was so excited.
He is the best announcer ever.
Yes.
So Beholder beat Songbird, and that means Songbird winning streak was over.
12 races.
Yeah.
She won 11 of them. Yeah.
Yeah. That's sad.
And, you know, I know that Jamie, because of the Zenyatta thing, is not a fan of Mike Smith.
No, that's to put it lightly.
I know. So I'm going to create some controversy and say I am a Mike Smith fan. So I just think he's the winningest Breeders' Cup jockey ever. He's won more money than any other jockey to date so far. I mean, he's got some talent, and for him just not to bring Songbird across the wire. I mean, that's all the horse had, you know. And Beholder won. And what a race! I mean, I hope everybody really watches it because that's a horse race.
It was probably the best race of the day, actually.
Yeah.
Even over the Classic, which was a good race, but
yes.
This was just a great race.
It really was. It totally was.
So that was fun. And Mike Smith came in second there. So
yeah,
we'll just throw that out there.
And Gary Stevens, you know, who's an amazing jockey as well, you know.
Good old Gary, what, 53?
Yeah, and now didn't he retire for a while and then came back?
Yep, he was worked for NBC for a long time.
Yes, absolutely. Announcing the races and all of that. And now he's back at it. And I think Mike's 51. So I think it's great that these older jockeys are, you know, still able to.
They both made a few bucks over the weekend.
Holy cow, yes.
So they didn't do too bad, that's for sure.
No.
Well, you know, we then there was the juvenile race, which none of us picked. Poor Jennifer thought she had picked the winner in that race. I had picked Practical Joke. Jennifer picked Star Empire, and then Jamie picked Syndergaard, and Classic Empire won that race. And Jennifer thought for sure she had the right empire.
I should get half credit.
You had the wrong empire, Jennifer. You picked the wrong empire, which pretty much is the story of our life, actually. So we didn't do so well on that one. So right now we're at Jamie picked one so far. And then there was the classic, which everybody was waiting for and all excited for. And, well, let's just take a listen to how the classic went.
Yeah.
$6 million Breeders' Cup Classic. Here's Larry Colmus.
Thank you, Tom. Just waiting for Arrowgate to come
forward.
Larry
had
we'll be ready
voice
for a start here. He steps up to the outside stall. They're all in line and ready for the start. They're off in the Breeders' Cup Classic. California Chrome and Arrowgate both had great starts, and California Chrome goes right to the front. FNX on the inside is not far behind. And then it's Melatonin. Arrowgate's going to sit off the pace. He's just to the outside of Frosted early on. He's four lengths off of California Chrome. And then it's Windless Pace, Keen Eyes Opportunity, and War Story, the long shot is last as California Chrome runs past the stands for the first time and heads through an opening quarter mile of 23 1/5 seconds. California Chrome, the leader, Melatonin, sticks to him on the outside. Frosted rides the rail, and there goes Arrowgate, three wide, and now he takes third, and now he's only two lengths off of California Chrome. FNX is a close-up fifth, and it's five lengths to Keen Ice. Win the Space is next, and then Opportunity and War Story. The half mile was an easy one for California Chrome, 47 seconds flat. And Victor Espinoza and California Chrome head up the backstretch at Santa Anita, trying to complete this perfect season of the Breeders' Cup Classic. They've got a two-length lead here. Melatonin is now a little bit farther behind than he was as California Chrome just gets away, moving for the far turn. Arrowgate is now 3.5 lengths off of his foe, California Chrome, who has led every step of the way so far. Around the far turn, three quarters up in 1:10.4. It has picked up a bit. And Victor Espinoza and California Chrome have a 2.5-length lead. And Mike Smith lets Arrowgate loose. And here he comes. He's going to try to make a race of it with a quarter of a mile to run. And they're into the stretch. And California Chrome comes roaring home with Arrowgate coming after him on the outside. A furlong to run. California Chrome put to the test. Arrowgate full out. Can he stick with him? California Chrome. Arrowgate still coming. California Chrome. Arrowgate steals the show in the Breeders' Cup Classic. He has to...
There you go.
Wow.
Listening to it gives you another perspective too, doesn't it?
It really does. When you've got the visual of the race, you just don't notice the sounds and how excited everybody is. And again, that announcer is so awesome.
Yeah. Larry Colmus is the best.
He's probably the best that's ever lived.
Again, I'm surprised he had a voice. I don't know how he keeps his voice through all the races.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know either. But that was a great race. And I think, you know, everybody in the whole world was rooting for California Chrome. I mean, He's just like the most amazing horse. Everybody loves him, and I don't think anybody was real happy.
If he was running for president, he'd win by a landslide.
Oh, he absolutely would. I'd vote for him. Absolutely. I'd like campaign for him.
Now, Jamie was a little upset after that race. She posted on her auditor page, and I had to delete it because it had too many F words in it.
Because of Mike Smith.
Oh, yeah. She really wasn't happy that Mike Smith stole the show again. Her quote was, "Mike Smith wins all the races you don't want him to and loses all the races you want him to."
Well, there is that.
It depends on which owner you are.
That's true.
But yeah, Arrowgate really was purchased for $540,000 as a yearling and earned $4 million this year. So Arrowgate's not doing too bad. You know?
No, not at all. Not at all. And people who bet on him made a little money because he paid $540 to win. So
yeah.
You know, but yeah, I mean, it's just the Breeders' Cup is just such an awesome test of great, great horse racing and great horses. And I just always love hearing the stories behind the horses and how they got there. I think that's just fascinating.
Well, now Jennifer had an opinion. Jennifer, you still here?
I'm still here.
Yeah, she had an opinion, and you're not the only one. I read a bunch of stories this morning that agreed with this.
I'm not so nuts.
No, she thought that California Chrome, that the gas should have been put on a little bit sooner. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, because I think the pace early on was very easy. So if California Chrome had a little bit of distance, then maybe Arrowgate could not have caught up.
Jennifer, you agree?
I think he's a big horse. He's a mature horse. I just think it took him too long to get rolling. He just didn't have time.
Yeah. But then again, we're not the jockey sitting up there either. So.
Yeah, but being an armchair jockey is fun. Being a real jockey is dangerous.
This is true. This is true.
Good quote, Jennifer.
Yes, yes.
Did I write that one down?
Yes, you can. Yeah. And I do agree with you.
Now, Arrowgate, you can't take it away from Arrowgate, though. He was flying at the end there.
Yes, yes, he absolutely was. And you know, I think Mike Smith ran a really great tactical race. So people are going to disagree with me. But
so there, take that, Jamie.
Well, and I love Jamie, and I really respect her opinions. But and I agree with her in that you know, Zenyatta should have won. And absolutely she should have won. So
yeah, now this is interesting because California Chrome is going to run again. They already have California Chrome entered in the Pegasus World Cup, that new race at the Gulfstream Park on January 28th.
Yeah,
which is the $10 million race. They each had to put up $1 million to enter a horse, and some organizations just put up $1 million, figuring they'd figure out the horse later.
Right.
So, and the Reeves Racing, our friends the Reeves, who've been on the show 1,000 times, have done the same. So I don't know who they're going to run. They might end up selling it. They can end up selling that spot, you know, then.
Right.
But it's interesting because Art Sherman indicated, this was a quote from Art Sherman, of course, California Chrome's trainer, said, maybe we'll get another chance at Arrowgate before Chrome retires. I hope we'll be able to run him at least one more time before then. And of course, everybody's thinking about the Pegasus World Cup. Because at this point, why wouldn't you run Arrowgate in that with a $10 million prize at stake?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Arrowgate really, he was not entered into any of the Triple Crown races, correct? I think, you know,
he was not. They held him back.
He didn't run it at all.
He's 3 years old, but they held him back because he was
a late blooming 3-year-old. Yeah. So here's a horse who's really coming on, and they're talking about Arrowgate maybe even as horse of the year. So absolutely, you'd consider, you know, the Pegasus.
If Arrowgate wins Horse of the Year, I'm going to have the beep button ready for Jamie that show. It won't go well.
Well, you know, obviously there are other horses who have done a lot more throughout the year. And Arrowgate has just come on just in the last couple of months, but it will be interesting.
Yeah, I think that we're going to see California Chrome get it again. I really do. You know, and I read a lot of articles about that today. He's won so much this year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. 11 races. And, you know, I really think, you know, just to keep him running after the Triple Crown, and you know, he's truly proven to be a really great racehorse. He's still sound. He still loves what he does. I mean,
to show you too. And this happened at a couple of the races this weekend. It goes to show you, and this will never happen, that we should be waiting till four to start all of these horses. The Kentucky Derby and the Triple Crown should be 4-year-olds. And it, you know, look at California Chrome just coming really into his own this year.
Yes.
You know, we all agree with that, but it's never going to happen.
It'll never happen. No. But absolutely, I'll agree. You know, and I think most people would agree that, you know, to keep the horse for the good of the horse, they need to be running later.
Yep. And they a lot of them really become great runners, great campaigners later.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
But before they even have a chance to be great campaigners, now they're retired to stud. And that's, you know, that's, they haven't even had a chance to prove themselves. And fortunately, California Chrome was given that chance.
Yeah. And I think we'd reduce the risk of breakdown and lamenesses and all of that if we started them a little later.
Did you see Art Sherman's face after the race?
Oh,
I felt so bad. I mean, it's not like he hasn't won $1 billion with this horse, but I did feel bad for him because
absolutely. And he's, what a great story. I mean, here he is, 79 years old and having the best horse of his career by far. And you know, it just, that's a story in and of itself.
And Bob Baffert doesn't need any more money. I mean, really?
Well, no, but he, you know.
I'm just kidding.
You can't take anything away from Bob either.
I was just kidding.
But did you see the quote from him that he was really surprised that they won?
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't expect to win.
No, I think, yeah, I it would have been interesting to know if he had bet any money on his own horse there. I don't think he bets. I think that I heard that a lot of them don't, actually.
No, no. Well, you know, when you're making, what, $1 billion on the race, what's...
Although Arrogate's owner said he did bet on the race. So,
oh, he did?
Yeah, he said he doesn't usually do that, but he bet on this race.
Wow.
So I don't know how much he bet, but my guess is he took home a few dollars.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he did.
I don't know what the trifecta paid. It must have been really high with California Chrome coming in at about 1-to-1.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that's just, you love to see horse races like that because those, you know, the two races that we've just talked
about. Oh, did we lose you? I think I might have lost Lisa. Are you there, Lisa? Okay.
Let's see. Do you hear me now?
You're back. Yep.
That was weird.
We lost you for a minute. Sorry about that.
That was weird. Yeah.
That's all right.
Anyway, I was just saying that they were just two really great horse races.
Yes, they were. And actually, there were a bunch of great horse races over the weekend. I got to watch four or five of them. Jennifer pretty much watched them all because she lives for those weekends. But, all right.
Like many people.
Let's switch gears and get off of racing here a little bit. And we're going to head to Dr. Chang, owner and chief formulator at Omega Alpha Equine, who joins us here once a month on Horses in the Morning and is one of our terrific sponsors. Good morning, Dr. Chang.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good. Jamie was called out to jury duty. She was really upset that she couldn't cover the Breeders' Cup races today. But we got Lisa Wysocki here again. You've talked to her before.
Yes. Hello, yes. Dr. Chang. It's so
Hi,
great
Lisa.
To talk to you. Hi.
Same here. Pleasure is mine. I was just telling Jennifer that all Jamie has to say is whenever they call and ask a question, just say, he's guilty. And all you do is spend 2 or 3 days there.
I went further. I said she should just say death penalty to them all. I went a little further, you know.
But the person said all I did was steal a loaf of bread.
Death penalty, guilty, and then you're out. You're out by lunch. So I just noticed too. She checked in at like the Superior Court. I don't know that she knows the Superior Court trials can last forever. So let's hope she doesn't get picked.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm sure she will figure it out. She'll find a way.
All she has to say is she's guilty, and they'll never pick her. Don't worry.
Yeah. Do you know who I am? I told her to try that one, but she didn't figure it had much play at the courthouse.
You know what she should have done is come in like wearing a horse blanket or something.
Riding breeches might have done it.
Oh, gee.
Well, Dr. Chang, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about joint health in horses, right? Now, one of the things I would like to point out about joint health is there's a lot of products out there for joint health. Now, most young horses, and if we're talking about the racehorse world, most horses there are under 5, right? Or they might have a few older ones, but they're fairly young. A lot of the older horses are in the dressage, the show jumping arena, etc. They tend to be a little bit older. For younger horses, joint health is prevention. What basically, I mean, when you're racing, there's a lot of pounding on the joints. Anytime there's a lot of pounding on the joints, etc., there's a lot of inflammation. The inflammation in itself is not a bad thing, but inflammation that runs amok just irritates the joint. So for younger horses, you need to give them things that will help build the joint, help build the strong bones, etc., right? Yeah, people just think of joint alone, but you got to look at the bone structure behind it, right? So with bones, you got to make sure you got your calcium, your phosphorus, your magnesium, and most importantly, your trace minerals, your zinc, your copper, your boron, your molybdenum, right? Your manganese. And the reason you want those things is because even though nobody talks about the trace minerals where joint building bones are concerned, what happens with these things, these minerals, is that they give the bones flexibility. Right? And flexibility means that you can bend it a little bit without snapping it, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why these trace minerals are important. Now, if you're looking at the joint side of the business, right, you've got to control the inflammation, because with anytime you irritate any type of tissue in the body, there's always inflammation. Inflammation is Mother Nature's way of strengthening the tissue, because inflammation breaks down the tissue, right? And then the body has raw materials to rebuild the tissue, right?
Right.
But sometimes the inflammation becomes chronic. And anytime you have chronic inflammation like that, you run into trouble, because you always have stiffness, soreness, etc. And you know as well as I do, if you're in a racing game or in any kind of sports game, if you're stiff and sore, you can't perform well. So you need to control the inflammation. Now, in the modern pharmaceutical world, everybody takes Bupivacaine, not non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. The problem with those things, they toughen the gut. If you take in for short term, like if sometimes your horse bangs his knees into the doors, right, and it starts to swell up like a football. Well, if, things like the Bupivacaine, et cetera, of the world is not a bad thing. Short term use. The key here is short term use, right? On the long term use, you know, like your aches and pains, you can't give a horse Bupivacaine on a daily basis, because first of all, it's banned, right, for racing, et cetera.
Right, yeah.
There's a cutoff, of course, right? So what you do is, there's a lot of what we call herbal-type anti-inflammatories. And Omega-Alpha makes a couple of them. That's very good. The Antiflam and the Sinuex. Now, in addition, you have to, you're kind of the structure of the joint. You need to rebuild that joint. So you need to have raw material coming in to build it. In a normal horse who's sitting in the pasture, walking up and down, chewing a bit of grass here and there, you don't need to provide them with too much what I call raw material, because their body actually can produce some of it. The problem is when you have a horse that is like in training, etc., you stress those joints out. You know, sometimes you're breaking it down faster than the body can get the raw materials in. So you got to supply them with things like glucosamine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's several types of glucosamine out there. There's the D form of glucosamine, and then there's the DL glucosamine, and then there's glucosamine sulfate, glucosamine hydrochloride, N-acetyl glucosamine. Right, those are the most common ones. What you'd like to do is to get the D glucosamine, because the D glucosamine is the one that's actually, it's fully absorbed and fully incorporated into the joint itself, right? So it's the true building material. Now, there's out there, people talk about glucosamine hydrochloride versus glucosamine sulfate. And if you listen to some people say, oh, glucosamine hydrochloride is the only one that animals absorb. Well, that's a pile of crock, right? Glucosamine is glucosamine. Actually, there are studies that show that the hydrochloride and the sulfate form are equally well absorbed, so it's not a major problem. There's a plus and minuses, though. Glucosamine hydrochloride, ounce for ounce, right, you'll get more glucosamine from glucosamine hydrochloride. Glucosamine sulfate, on the other hand, the advantage of that is that sulfur molecule, because a lot of mechanisms of repair in your body requires that sulfur molecule. Right, a lot of antioxidant activity, a lot of enzyme activity requires that sulfur molecule. And so it's a good way of getting that sulfur into your system. So if you can combine a D form of glucosamine with the sulfate molecule, that is, to me, is a superior form to the hydrochloride. Now, in a pinch, if hydrochloride is all you have, go ahead and use it. It's better than nothing, right? Another thing about joint health that a lot of people talk about here is chondroitin. Mm-hmm. Chondroitin for horses, totally wasted money. Might as well, if you want to waste it, give it to me. I will take your money. I will help you out with that. If you, I really need to give away some of that money. You know, the only reason I say that is chondroitin, in order for it to be absorbed, it has to be broken down. Horses are vegetarians, and the ability to break down chondroitin is very limited. Their enzyme systems are not very efficient at breaking down chondroitin. At best, the studies are showing anywhere from 5 to 10%, if that much. And I stress, if that much. And what it breaks down to, when chondroitin breaks down to get absorbed, it's broken down into something called galactosamine, which is an analog of glucosamine. Right? So basically, the body's absorbing glucosamine. So in a case like that, if you absolutely insist you want chondroitin, add an extra scoop of your glucosamine product. You'll probably get more glucosamine out of it than if you were adding the chondroitin into it. Right?
Got it.
Yeah. Now, for the older horses, now, the younger horses, you need to give them that more of that glucosamine, again, for helping them repair the joints, etc. You need to give them anti-inflammatories to help control that inflammation process, right? And for the older horses, again, you need to give, it's more important to give them the anti-inflammatories as well as the glucosamines, because as you get older, you don't tend to produce as much of the glucosamine from your system. Right? I mean, the body has ways of converting it, but it's not very efficient. It's always much more efficient to get it from the outside. And to be fair, the thing about glucosamine, though, there is no food source of it, for a horse. Mm-hmm. Meaning that you don't find glucosamine in a blade of grass. You don't find it in hay. You won't find it in grain.
Don't they usually get it from shellfish? Isn't that? Am I right?
That's a major source from shellfish, right?
Yeah, yeah.
From the shellfish, not the meat, but from the skin.
Shell. The actual shell, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So if you're going to give it like a shrimp shell and crab shell, the horses don't have the ability to break it down. So it'll go in a shrimp shells and come back out the back end as shrimp shells.
Oh,
right?
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's not a very it's not a very efficient way of getting it into them. And more importantly, I don't think horses like the taste of it anyway. So you're in a losing battle no matter what you do with this type of thing. So the most efficient way is to actually get that glucosamine, because the glucosamine that you buy is actually broken down already from shrimp shells and crab shells, etc.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So, wow. There are things like hyaluronic acid, which a lot of people have used. Now, hyaluronic acid, again, is important in the production of synovial fluid. Synovial fluid is the stuff that lubricates the joints, right? So, again, that's important because if your joints are not lubricated properly, that's not to say that horses don't have lubricated joints. I mean, they all have, because if you don't, right, the joints will seize up and they won't be walking for very long, right?
Right.
But again, it's like anything else. It's a source of raw materials for production of more hyaluronic acid. Now, hyaluronic acid for horses, anything with extremely short chain hyaluronic acid. Again, the same reason. Hyaluronic acid is not a single molecule. There are many different types of hyaluronic acid. They have what's called long-chain hyaluronic acid, short-chain hyaluronic acid. Long-chain hyaluronic acid tends to have higher molecular weight, right? Short-chain have lower molecular weight. The reason you want short-chain is because, again, it's the old absorption game. If you have short-chain hyaluronic acid, you get better absorption than long-chain hyaluronic acid, all right? And hyaluronic acid is not cheap. So if you're going to spend it, get the short-chain hyaluronic acid, because that's the one that's best absorbed, and because it's best absorbed, you get better bang for your buck on it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your products. You mentioned the Anti-Flam and Sinuex. At what time would I use either one of those?
On a daily basis, as a preventative measure, right?
Yeah.
If you've undergone, let's say you're in the endurance business and you took your horse for a 50 mile training run, right?
Yep.
And people do the 50 miles in there. That is very tough on the joints. So with that, sometimes after one of those, you see the horse walking kind of funny, you give him some anti-flam, because again, there's that inflammation component. If you can control that inflammation component, you actually help with the
joint.
So
you use anti-flam after the exercise or before?
You can use it both before and after.
Okay.
It's just that if you see him sore and hobbling around a little bit, you give him a little bit extra, right?
Got it.
The nice thing about any of these things is that they're not hard on the stomach. There are no side effects on it. And best of all, nothing tests.
So when do I use Sinuex then?
Sinuex has glucosamine, MSM, and so on in it, right? Oh, by the way, we've just introduced another Sinuex, which we call Sinuex Plus, which has hyaluronic acid in it, but no MSM. The reason for no MSM, right now, and this is in the FEI circles, MSM is on the hit list as far as a banned substance.
Oh, really?
Actually, if you look it up, it's called dimethyl sulfone, right? Dimethyl sulfone is another name for MSM. And so that's why we introduced the Sinuex Plus without the MSM in it, right? Now, after having said that, and, I don't think there's a good test for it yet, right? So take that as you as that information as however you wish, right? But I do know it's on the banned substance banned list, right? Or I shouldn't say banned, a control list, right?
Right.
But I've spoken to a lot of people. Nobody's ever been able to tell me what's the cutoff, what's the minimum allowed into the body, etc.
Now, let me just warn the listeners, the time you try, it'll be the time that they figure it out.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So that's the Sinuex Plus, right?
Yeah, that's the Sinuex Plus. Now, there's another product that
well,
should
well,
be
before
using,
you go off of that, is a Sinuex yes. Plus made to be used all the time? Is that kind of a maintenance
yes.
thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It can be used all the time. And it has anti-inflammatory herbs in it. It also has the glucosamine in it. The anti-flam, the difference between the Sinuex and the anti-flam, anti-flam has no glucosamine in it. But what it has is that it has anti-inflammatory herbs in there. And it's a lot more anti-inflammatory herbs, right? So that's the one you take when your horse is really hobbling along and you want to give him that extra anti-inflammatory, that's what you use. Use it for things like laminitis, navicular disease, etc., because with navicular disease and laminitis, it's long-term use of things like butanbanamine, right? If anything you could substitute for butanbanamine is usually good for the stomach and the GI tract.
Got it. Now, I know that I have older horses, and I know a lot of the listeners have older horses that, you know, maybe we're just trail riding or light use. Is there, you know, a specific product that can help with the, you know, those horses that are in their older teens into their 20s that, you know, are just getting some light use?
I would always, so those guys, I would always give them the Sinuex because it has the because with older horses, you see joint issues. That's the foremost thing that you see in a lot of older horses. You see them gimping along, and then when they warm up a bit, the gimp sort of disappears, right?
Exactly.
But you know they're a little bit uncomfortable early in the morning, etc., because of stiffness. Give them that Sinuex because it has the anti-flam in it. I mean, some of the anti-inflammatory herbs in it, and that makes a huge difference as far as soreness and stiffness, right? And it also has the glucosamine, so it's a one-stop shop that way. But older horses too, don't forget, always use the probiotics, right? Mm-hmm. Our biotic 8, right? One of the things I wanted to plug in there was the Minarec product, because remember we talk about bone structure, etc., right? And providing with the necessary minerals and so on, and the B vitamins that you need to support the biochemistry to and the production of good joints, etc. You need all of those raw materials, right? So that's why you'd find that in our Minarec product. It has magnesium, it has calcium, and a whole bunch of things like zinc, selenium, manganese, all those type of things are in there. And what I call horse dose, right? As opposed to, you know, a dribble of this and a double of that.
All right.
Got it.
Very good.
Got it.
Of course, you can find all of these at omegaalphaequine.com. You go there and it's all broken down. Just look under the joint and you'll find the Antiflam, the HA180, and then also the Sinuex and all their other products for everything else that Dr. Chang talks about on a regular basis here. Now, you're going to be doing a teleseminar held the last Monday of the month at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern. The next one is on January 25th. So it's a couple of months away. Taking the holidays off, are you, Dr. Chang?
I'm trying to be like you, Glenn. Get a few days in between here and there.
Yeah. I don't blame you. You work hard. So that'll be on January 25th, and we'll talk to you about that before we get to that point. But thank you so much again for joining us, OmegaAlphaEquine.com. Thank you. And by the way, you can go back and listen to all of Dr. Chang's previous episodes. Just go to horsesinthemorning.com. In the search, just search for Dr. Chang. It'll bring up all the episodes he's been on, and you can go back and listen to them all. And it's 5 years worth now, probably. So we really appreciate you being part of it.
It's been my pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Chang.
Thanks. Thanks, Glenn. Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Well, we have something special planned for you today. As you all know, Radiothon is coming up. I've been getting a lot of terrific entries in the voicemail category for Radiothon. We now are approaching $4,000 in prizes that we're going to give away that day.
Wow.
I know. It just keeps growing. I have more companies sending us stuff. So, I mean, we have a lot of prizes. We're going to be giving away prizes every hour. We have $1,500 of prizes for the grand prize winner at the end of the day. The way you qualify is either sending us a voicemail that, and it, the voicemail can be as simple as you telling us our theme this year is, what is your fantasy ride? You have to think of this too, Lisa. What is your fantasy ride? If pick a horse from history that's long gone or a current horse, whatever horse you would consider your fantasy ride that you'd just like to ride once in your lifetime. And who would that be? So it can be a horse from history. It can be a current horse. I think there's a few that are favorites right now that you could probably guess. Although there's been some coming in that I was surprised at too. And we're going to ask all our celebrity guests that question as well. And it'll be interesting. We already had done our interview with George Morris, and his fantasy rides are interesting. And
I
you're going to want to hear them. Who knew he even have one, right? But
he's
several.
Written like everything.
Yeah. So he has several, and it was very interesting to hear who they were. So that's all coming up on Radiothon Day. Now, you have until today and tomorrow, if you send in a voicemail, it can be a clever song, a poem, or just call in with whoever your fantasy ride is. One of those categories, you get double the credit. So we'll put your name in the hat twice if you send it in by the 8th. All entries are due by the 18th for voicemails. Now, the other way you can win is calling in that day. We had over 200 people call in that day. We will have 10 phone lines open all day long on the 28th, so you can call in that day at any point between 9 and 9. And even if you don't get on the air, Jennifer will write you and add you on the list for prizes. So we will make sure that you get entered. So you can do both. You can send a voicemail and call in and get double the entries that way too. But if you want double your entries for the voicemail, it has to be in by the end of the day tomorrow, the 8th of November. And I thought, you know, let's get everybody juices flowing. Let's get your creativity going. And we've had a lot of good ones so far this year. I thought we'd pick out some of the ones from last year and let you take a listen, so this helps you get in the mood. So these were some of the ones that were sent in for last year's Radiothon, and we're coming back. Leslie Wiley's going to be here, and we're also talking about WeatherBeta, or talking with WeatherBeta, our title sponsor again for this year's Radiothon, all coming up yet on today's show. So have fun with this.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the bit of Britain glistening once again with leather reins and silver curb chains aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight you'll see are the horses that will be out your own front door. A pair of Cavallo boots and a pony that scoots are the wish of Wendy and Glenn. Horses that rock and will go for a walk are the wish of Jamie and Jen. And Philip and Reese can hardly wait for showing to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one out fox hunting as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the sleigh bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Right within your heart.
Hark, the podcast voices ring. Horse Radio Network headed by Glenn. Stable Scoop leads the way. Helena B is super sassy. Hit'em wakes us all from slumber. That girl moments, Thor adventures. Coach Jen guides the way, bringing bad ads on Friday. Coach Jen steers the ship, shows us all good horsemanship. Reese and Philip teach us all about passage and shoulder in. Dr. Wendy drives the car, Chinese medicine for our heart. Jess and Samantha too, road to Rolex, don't lose a shoe. Every month special episodes, Mary Kitz Miller and hubbies too. That's the HRN crew. We want you to know we appreciate you. I really should ride.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This horse needs some hay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
I'll hold your hands, oh, your nail's not nice.
My gelding will start to worry.
Cowgirl, what's your hurry?
My mare will be pacing the stall.
Why can't you be the girl at the mall?
Really, I better scurry.
Cowgirl, please don't hurry.
But maybe just a ride, I won't fall.
Why are all the horses so tall?
Horses might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
I'm lost in the drink.
Those horses are fat out there.
I wish I knew how.
You got the horse gleam now.
I love the smell.
I have to say, on a horse you are swell.
I ought to say, whoa, 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 sir.
Can you and that horse get any closer?
At least I want to get in a ride.
That horse is really hurting my pride.
Oh, I really must go.
Dang, horse wins again.
I don't care if it's cold outside.
Hanukkah is festival of light. Instead of one day of presents, we get eight crazy nights. If you feel like the only kid in the barn without a Christmas tree, here's a list of other equestrians who are Jewish, just like you and me. American Pharaoh lights the menorah. Amen Zayat spins the dreidel on the flora. And guess who drinks manna shavits? Dressage great Robert Dover and Margie Angle Ahitz. Georgina Bloomberg's half Jewish. You know, I'm half Jewish too. So put us both together, and that's one horse crazy Jew. So many Jews are in the horse biz. George Morris isn't Jewish, but I heard his accountant is. So put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. It's so much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. So put your helmet, Annika, and ride a lip is Annika, but only if you wanna have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah.
We have the best listeners. We really
that was awesome. Everybody was awesome.
But, the most talented listeners.
I know, but now you don't have to sing a song to call in, right?
No, you can just, you don't have to sing a song. No, don't be intimidated. You want to win $4,000 of prizes. So yes. Call in and tell us about your fantasy ride and leave us a voicemail. And then, as I said, you can call us that day and just wish us all a Merry Christmas. You can do both.
Yes.
So either one is fine or both is fine, but we love the voicemails. They are so much fun. And we do have some very clever listeners.
Yes. And you know, the Radiothon was such an awesome day last year. If listeners did not participate, please, please do. It was just an amazing day.
It really was. Now, you're going to be here. You are here. The author hour kicks
yes.
off the evening.
Yes.
And you know, it was kind of, you're always accidental for some reason, but it was kind of an accident because Dressage was supposed to do your hour and then they got called out, both of them. Actually,
yeah.
Philip was on vacation in like the Asia somewhere.
I
and
know.
Reese had to teach, so they couldn't do it. I had to call you at the last minute again. You were so yeah. reliable. Thank you, Lisa. So I had to call Lisa the last minute again. Only this time I was calling her to say, hey, would you like to participate in our 12-hour live holiday radiothon? Sure. And we did an author hour at 6 o'clock, and It was so funny, and it was so fantastic, and it really kicked off the evening hours. And that's what's going to happen again this year. We decided the evening stays exactly the same. We're doing the author hour at 6, 7 p.m. is Horse Husbands, and then into the wild and crazy eventing and Horse Nation hour at 8, which was just totally out of control. So,
well, by that time, you were so brain dead.
I didn't have to do anything that hour. No. Believe me, Leslie and Jenny were just...
It was the podcast version of people doing Xeroxes of their butts.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Pretty much
it was. Let's be honest.
If you want to enter right now to get your double entries in by the end of the day on the 8th, go to holidayradiothon.com, holidayradiothon.com, and click on the Enter to Win tab at the top. That'll give you all the instructions on what you're to do. And if you also, while you're there, take a look at the guests we already have scheduled. Who do you have already scheduled for your hour?
Well, I have Cherry Hill because she is the most prolific equine author, Ooh. Bar none, across the world.
Yes.
And
I think I have
she is so much fun.
Yeah.
She is so much fun. And then I have a surprise guest coming up. Well, we'll probably post that name a little bit later, but a little anticipation going on
we
here.
We have a lot of authors. Tammy Hoke is going to be on the Dressage Hour.
Yep.
She's probably one of the best-selling authors in the horse world, period.
Absolutely.
You know, her books, she's been a New
second
York Times.
Second to Lisa Wysocki.
Yeah, second to Lisa. she sold, I think it's 25 or 30 million books now.
Yeah, I'm not quite there.
Other authors that are going to be on, one of the most prolific authors in the world of natural farming is Joel Salatin, and he's coming on in the Healthy Critters Hour. Very interesting guy. Linda Tellington-Jones is going to be on.
She's amazing.
And from Hawaii. She's coming to us from Hawaii, going to talk a little bit about what it's like living in Hawaii at Christmas. So those are just some of the authors that we're going to be talking to all day long.
Yeah, and some of the other hours, too. It's just going to be an amazing day.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So get your entries in. We want to see them. And the directions are right there on holidayradiothon.com. Jennifer, we have a correction to make. Apparently, my notes were a little screwed up about Omega Alpha and the webinar coming up. Can you correct me?
The webinar. The
By
next
the way,
webinar
Jennifer does that a lot.
November.
Corrects me. I'm just saying.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I do. I'm the corrector. That's
Somebody
my gangster
needs to
name.
Do that.
The corrector.
Yes. Somebody
the next
needs
webinar
to.
Coming up is on November 28th about joint health, this topic. But that will also give you the opportunity to ask every question you were afraid to ask about joint health and joint support for your horse. Everything else about your little announcement was correct.
I didn't
the
give,
easiest
I didn't
way
give,
to do it. Is,
yeah, go ahead. I didn't give that. So
the easiest way to do it is just go to OmegaAlphaEquine.com and click on the educational tab. Everything else you need is right there in large font, and it's easy to read and easy to do. And the webinars are free.
Or you can give that. You can give Joanne a call at 800-651-3172, and she'll get you your entry code for that day as well. So that's November. What time was it, Jennifer?
November 28th at... let me make sure I'm going to the USA site.
I'm assuming it's 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. again. That's what they usually do.
There we go. Yeah. 9 a.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Eastern.
Got it. Very good. Sorry, I messed that one up. All right, we are going
Sorry, Claire.
Yeah, that was my fault, which is usually the case.
Poor Glenn.
I know. I get no love. I get no respect.
Well, what can I say, you know?
All right, I'm going to get, I need to add Leslie into this conversation. Let's see if she's around, ready to talk to us today, of course, from Horse Nation with the wacky world of horses. Hi, Leslie. Good morning.
Good morning.
We just
good morning,
played
Leslie.
A montage of some of the voicemails from last year.
You
know,
uh-huh.
And I know some of them were also your readers. We have, let me just say that your readers and our listeners are a lot more talented than we are.
I would agree with that. Any hour of any day of the week.
You probably read some of the comments in the articles and go, well, that was better written than the article.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do it all the time, you know, with these voicemails and stuff, and then they call in and they make us look bad.
So true.
I'm always impressed on what smart readers and listeners we have. How, you know, we got doctors and lawyers, and I'm like, why do they listen to our show? And they all love Leslie. That's why we have her on every Monday, because she's so lovable.
I love everyone.
That's right. It's true, like a unicorn. Leslie's our little unicorn. All right, let's first talk about something that we, Lisa and I, haven't even talked about yet this morning, and that's how damn excited we are to be going to a WEG in North Carolina. Woohoo!
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Did you guys jump up and down and run around all day on Friday, Leslie?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think part of me, like, selfishly wanted to go to Slovakia or wherever, because, like, when else am I ever going to go to Slovakia? Never. But for, like, the good of America, I think that, I mean, Tryon is, like, 2.5 hours away from me. So
yeah, it's really close to you. We're all staying at your house.
Okay. I know. That might be where you have to stay.
That might be the closest hotel, actually, which is an issue about Tryon. But yeah, we were so excited when we heard this. And I do want to say to all the people, auditors and listeners who've been contacting me asking if we're going to be doing a World Equestrian Games radio show like we did for 2010. The answer is yes. We're working on getting that up and running very quickly here. I was kind of holding off because we didn't know there even was going to be one.
Yeah.
So we'll be getting that up very quickly. And yes, I did talk to Samantha. She is seeing if she can work it into her schedule to do the show with me like we did back then. We were the only ones that did a radio show. We were the only radio show about the WEG, and we had a blast doing it. And I know a lot of our listeners started with us during the 2010 radio show. Mm-hmm. So Leslie, we hope we can get your help on the eventing side and
absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We cannot wait. We are so excited.
Tryon is such an amazing facility. It's just awesome.
Have you been up there?
Yeah.
Up there?
It's just incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. I got there for the first time when they did the American Eventing Championships, hosted that there, a couple months ago, and was just blown away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, any equestrian, like, there's, I mean, it's, have you been there, Glenn, yet?
No, I have not been there yet.
Oh, you have to go.
It is like Disney World for horse people. It really is.
Now, we did have somebody that competed there that we had dinner with last week, and her comment was that it's kind of, her only comment was it was odd for her and the horses. She had a couple of younger horses, and there's something about it being raised and lowered, and some of the walkways were raised, and so you would be riding your horse and looking down on the arenas, and she said the perspective was just kind of weird for a baby horse to take in.
Absolutely. I can't imagine. You know, at the American Eventing Championships, they did all of the show jumping out in the big George Morris Arena, and it just had, like, jumbotrons, you know, going, and, the big stands, and there's, you know, kids, like, rolling down the hills around the ring, and it is a lot to take, and there's a bar, it's surrounded by bars and vendors, and it's a lot to take in, but, you know, I think it's probably also, you know, a good grow-up experience for youngsters,
too. Well, she said by the end of the week, that horse was bomb-proof.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing is, kind of explain the layout there. There's a lot of rings, but they're all pretty close together. Is there a lot of land to the facility?
There is, or they have access to a lot of land, which I know that they're planning on, obviously growing the cross-country course outward into it. It's pretty compact, which is great in a way.
After walking around for 16 days of the World Equestrian Games at the Lexington, Kentucky Horse Park, I'm glad of that.
yeah, absolutely. It's really neat. It's sort of the centerpiece is the great big George Morris Arena, and they've got it's sort of like it's almost in the middle of a little village. There's all sorts of restaurants. There's a sushi restaurant, which there's like a sushi restaurant. There's a Mexican restaurant. There's a steakhouse. There's like a wood fired.
Are you
pizza
saying that
place,
there's a chance diner. That the food will be better? There's a chance that the food will be better than WEG?
I think there is a You know, I can't even remember. Like, I don't even want to remember, like, what I lived on.
I don't know what I ate there either.
Yeah.
That was the one disappointment for Wegen and Lexington.
I remember there was a lot of complaints about the food. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, in Lexington, I mean, it's not near anything. I mean, you have to go 8 miles up to Georgetown just to find a restaurant.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, in Normandy, Jenny and I covered the 2014 games. I am not kidding when I tell you, I just grabbed a big fistful of like tiny pre-wrapped like little cheeses off of the breakfast bar at our hotel every morning. And that is what I lived on for a week straight. Like just tiny cheeses, which sounds amazing, right? For like maybe a day or two. And then you're like, no more cheese. No. I mean, I got home and like all I wanted to eat was like a vegetable and something that we're in the press center, they would serve us these sort of like these awful sandwiches. They were just like butter and cheese and bread. Like that was the sandwich. And maybe like a really like flimsy piece of half dead lettuce. Like it was not good.
Now let's clarify that too for Lisa's benefit. Also alcohol. She lived on little cheeses and alcohol.
Well, I mean, it was me and Jenny, so we had to do what we had to do.
Well, there are lots of calories and lots of nutrients in alcohol.
There you go.
That's true.
No vegetables, I don't think, but
I mean, they're made from grapes, so that seems
fruit. Yeah.
If you had beer, it has hops in it. Is that a vegetable?
Yep.
So you were well taken care of.
Well-rounded.
Yeah.
Fine.
Well, I am excited. We are excited about this. We're going. As a matter of fact, I will be contacting you about the WEG show coming up here, working with you guys on that. So I will be contacting you shortly. We didn't have much time to get all this together because I don't know about you guys, but we heard when the announcement was made. We didn't get any warning of it. And the governor of the state was out promoting it already. Governor of North Carolina was out promoting it already. Now, how about the infrastructure? You were there. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot around it. The town is literally like 1,800 people.
Right. Well, you know, the Equestrian Center is kind of built to be a little bit of a self-contained, like he's putting up a couple of luxury hotels and there's like a bunch of like little tiny house, like kind of cabins on the property. So I think all that's enough to maybe sustain like the winter crowd, but it's not going to be anywhere near, you know, able to to take care of a WEG, accommodate a WEG crowd. But, you know, so Tryon, Landrum, those are the two closest little, but they have, you know, they're just little tiny towns. So I do think that we'll be looking at, you know, good bit of driving. You know, I imagine that they'll be putting people up further away.
Don't you know that every hotel within 50 miles is already taking reservations?
I'm not surprised. Yeah.
They have to be, yeah. But, you know, I think, doesn't the facility have something like 1,600 acres where they can expand
and maybe
put up, you know, more things?
I know he said he had to, when we had Mark Bellissimo on a couple of weeks ago after they made the bid, one of the questions I had was parking. And I guess they'll be putting in huge parking areas and similar to what the WEG did. Did you park in the big lot at WEG, Leslie?
Let's see. The big field. 2000. You know what? We actually rode our bikes in every day.
We parked in the big field, and the one night I went out, I had no idea where I had totally forgotten where my car was. It took me at least 45 minutes walking around.
The
field was so big.
Well, and at WEG in Lexington, they had so many buildings, extra buildings up that it was very difficult for me to orient myself. I couldn't figure out where the, you know, your landmarks were because it was changed so much.
Right. Yeah.
Well, this is exciting. They do have a covered arena there. We talked about that. They can seat 5,000 in the covered arena because a couple of the sports like vaulting and reining are required to be indoors. So they'll be doing those indoors. I learned, you know, one of the things I got out of the 2010 games is because we covered all the sports in depth, is I learned so much about all those different sports that, you know, that are on the fringes. And even para, that's where, you know, we really got in with the para and we covered it and we became friends with a lot of the para riders and we learned so much, vaulting, all of those sports that really are on the fringes of, you know, other than the big three Olympic sports. And I learned so much about them. Samantha, when we first started that show, Samantha said, I don't really care about any of those other sports. I just care about eventing. And by the time we were done, we were having so much fun covering them all.
Yeah.
I think the reason the Horse Radio Network is where it is today is because of that show, because my curiosity got really increased over everything in the horse world. And you too, with Horse Nation, you're an eventer, but with Horse Nation, you've gotten to cover so many different things. And I don't know if you found the same thing I did, but.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think you come in with a certain body of knowledge, but then you just soak it all up and it's really
Being on site is so great because you get to see all these little stories happening, and then you can just cover that. You know, you don't have to have all the knowledge. You're just there experiencing it and then sharing it.
All I got to say is they better run one big internet line from the nearest closest town out there, because we're going to be needing it. Leslie, before we have to run here because we have another guest yet today, just remind everybody what it is and what they better be doing or you're going to be mad.
It is No Stirrup November. It's time.
That's right. Get your feet out of those stirrups. Take them, you know, just never even look at them for the entire month. Have you been doing it?
I have been. Yeah, I have little rules for myself. Like if I'm jumping over a certain height, if I'm out, you know, fox hunting, or if I'm competing, if I'm doing a gallop, like I get to use my stirrups. But yeah, I've been. But riding bareback is kind of my favorite of all. So I'm happy to do that. As long as I'm not riding a high withered thoroughbred.
Lisa? I think
yes. A little ponies,
No comment from the peanut gallery here, Leslie. I think the buy-in is weak on the show. I will have you know that I have happily done No Stirrup November so far. It's really easy in the cart. But it's kind of hard actually to use the stirrups. I'm covered.
All right.
For once, I'm on the in crowd.
It's so great. It's so great that you're participating, Glenn.
Yes.
Count on me. What a sacrifice. Yeah.
Leslie, we have to go because we have our title sponsor for Radiothon coming on next. And let me just say that we are so looking forward to having you guys in the last hour again.
Oh, we are so excited to be there. You know it.
It's going to be so much fun. We last year was a little out of control. Do we expect it to be the same this year?
Absolutely.
Do you have your guests lined up? Are we going to announce those this week? I hope.
We have sent out some lines, and so we will be letting you know that anytime now.
Okay. So you're going to let us know how your fishing went? All right. We'll catch a big one. All right.
That's all right.
All right, Leslie. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Leslie.
HorseNation.com is where you
can. Week.
HorseNation.com is where you can find Leslie, as always. She is here every Monday at 10 a.m. And, of course, she'll be on Radiothon in the 8 to 9 hour. They will take out the day, and that's the hour when we're going to pick the winner of the grand prize, which includes some prizes from WeatherBeta. And, of course, WeatherBeta, for the second year in a row, is our title sponsor. And we have Brianna here with us, and she works for WeatherBeta, and she's kind of in charge of this whole project. How are you?
Good morning, Glenn. I'm good. How are you?
How do you officially say your name? It's R-A-N-A.
It's Rana.
Rana.
And Jen noted that you would say that incorrectly.
I do. I say it incorrectly every time I call you. Why do I keep on to say Raina? You must get that all the time.
I get it all the time, and honestly, I respond to it so much that my next door neighbor, whose actual name is Raina, and I get confused all the time when her
There's
parents are
two
calling
of you?
Her.
Really?
Yeah, how ironic.
What are the chances of that?
I didn't know there were two
people.
I know. Rana, right? Did I get it?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Whew. Rana, we are so happy to have you guys again for the second year. You took a chance on us the first year we did Radiothon, and that was such a big hit. Actually, both of our title sponsors, you and Horse Lovers, signed on immediately for the second year. And it was a lot of fun last year to have you guys involved, and we're so excited to have you back.
We're very excited, too. We're very proud to be one of the title sponsors in conjunction with Horse Lovers, who we also love very much. It's a great customer of ours. So looking forward to it. I wasn't as involved last year as I am this year due to some changes over in the marketing here, but I'm very excited. It looks going to be a fun, long day. So we've been having a lot of fun getting some of the voice booths ready and a little behind the scenes work that you guys will be hearing on that Monday. So yeah, we're excited.
Actually, our sponsors are going to be a little bit more involved with some of the audio this year. So I'm excited about that.
Well, that'll be fun.
And you guys are helping with that. And I really appreciate all the effort there. And it's fun, isn't it?
It is. It's fun. It's definitely a great way to kick off the holiday season for sure, because it comes so quickly. So we want to savor it from the minute we can, which pretty much is Cyber Monday. So perfect timing.
Well, it is perfect timing. And I think that worked out last year for a lot of the sponsors. Now, you have a new blanket line this year. I got to see it at Ada. And can you tell us about the new blanket line? Because people right now are looking at buying at blankets. Why should they be looking at the new line from WeatherBeta?
Yep, absolutely. So our new blanket line from WeatherBeta is called Comfy Tech, which is, if you break it down, kind of is a combination of comfort, fit, and technology. So Comfy Tech is the name. And that's pretty much what all of our winter blankets going forward are going to be labeled under. So our old Freestyle, Original, Gennaro, those are phased out. Everything is now Comfy Tech. So within Comfy Tech, there's four different tiers, and that's going to give you different tiers of comfort and protection based on your horse's needs. So we have the Comfy Tech Ultra, which is the top of the line, which is pretty much the highest you can get in terms of comfort, fit, and the durability. We have the Premier, Comfy Tech Premier, which is the second of the four tiers, and that's pretty much going to give you really, really still high, great quality, and it's created for superior comfort and for superior fit as well. The third of the fourth is the Comfy Tech Plus, which is comfortable, durable still, whether it be the name behind it 100%, but it's a much greater value, so much sweeter price point. And then lastly is just the Comfy Tech, which is our essential line. So it's a little bit more basic, but it still has the WeatherBeta quality and the value that everyone has known us for. So it's the four different tiers and style and fit for every price point between the four different groups. And it was, like I said, it's all designed with comfort, fit, and technology in mind. So it's definitely a new innovative approach. We're getting lots of great feedback on some of the new features. So we're looking forward to a successful winter and carrying on with Comfy Tech into spring.
That's really exciting because, your brand really, in my mind, stands also for durability because, we always have horses, I think everybody does, where they're going to rip the blanket or the next horse comes mm-hmm. and, pulls on the strap or something. And your blankets have always held up, always. And so it's really exciting that, you've got this new line and that's going to incorporate all of that.
We're excited as well.
I got to see them at Ada, and they're really nice blankets. I've been selling blankets. Jennifer and I were selling blankets for a long time. As a matter of fact, when WeatherBeta, we were one of the first stores carrying WeatherBeta products when they came to the United States.
Wow.
From Australia, we were one of the first, actually. And so we've seen the growth of the blanket line from that point to now. Mm-hmm. And, boy, we've come a long way. I mean, they were good back then, but now they're great. And, all of the little things. And this is what makes a good blanket different than an ordinary blanket, is the little details. And we're going to talk a lot about those throughout the day on Radiothon Day, all the little details that make this line really good. I love the catchphrase, too, and I want to know who came up with this. Comfitech is engulfed with hugology, the perfect blend of science and love. Who came up with hugology?
Yep, so that's our brilliant marketing team over in Australia. So hugology is something that we just fell in love with, the term. It's so endearing. It's so emotional. And it really is. It's the perfect blend of science, meaning, the innovation behind the blankets, the technology behind the blankets, and then just the love that you have, for your horse and, the care you put into making sure they're warm at night and turned out properly and, have a blanket that they can wear for winters upon winters upon winters, although we would love for you to, come and upgrade every once in a while. But they will last you forever. We get photos all the time on Instagram and Facebook, people showing us their blanket from 20 years ago that different horses upon their barn are still wearing and they're just passing down.
So wow.
It's great.
Wow.
We love seeing that. But at the same time, it's like, but now we have Comfy Tech, so come check it out.
Yeah.
Well, now, we don't want you to not buy one, okay? But I do I do want to mention, too, that you guys really came through helping out with the grand prize for Radiothon on November 28th. And you're giving away a Weatherbeater Comfortech Detach a Neck Medium Blanket. That's a $230 mm-hmm. value, a Fleece Standard Neck Cooler at $66 value, a Weatherbeater Elite All-Purpose Pad at $60 value, and Weatherbeater Exercise Boots at a $70 value. All of that's included with all the other grand prize items we have to total almost $1,500. So thank you so much for doing that as well. Now, we don't want people not to buy them thinking they're going to win because we still have a lot. We get a lot of entries. So you have a chance of winning, though, but we don't want you to not buy them. In the meantime, your horse is going to freeze to death. So
we're excited to get the other stuff in there. Obviously, Weatherbeater is known for blankets for years and years and on years, and that is kind of the focus on our efforts this winter. But a lot of people don't know that, you know, in the last year and a half that we just launched a new saddle pad line and exercise boots, or not exercise, but just horse boots in general. So there's a lot of other product lines coming out of Weatherbeater that are great because they have the Weatherbeater name behind them. A lot of people are still so focused on, you know, fly sheets and turnouts and blankets that they don't realize that, you know, we do offer. We are expanding slowly but surely into some other product lines for your horse. So it's great to have those in there for the grand prize winner to get to experience.
I got to tell you, I have, well, there's 20 hosts going to be involved in the day and all 12 hours of coverage. And I have 20 hosts that are really mad at me because they can't win prizes. So, and I've heard from about all of them. Are you sure we can't win? So I think there's going to be some of them getting their sisters and brothers and things sending entries in. You know, I think there's going to be some of that going on because everybody wanted to win these prizes that day. So
it's a great list.
Now, to get your entries in, we mentioned it earlier in the show, just go to holidayradiothon.com, click Enter the Win, send us a voicemail, or call us that day. That's the two ways you get entered to win the prizes that day. We'll be drawing all day long. We're giving away hourly prizes, and then the grand prize at the end of the wild and crazy Eventing Horse Nation Hour at the 8 o'clock hour. So about 10 minutes of 9 that night. I'll not be talking because I pretty much lost my voice last year. So somebody will be telling you who the winner is at that point. Thank you again. I look forward to hearing all your sound files from all the employees over there. It's going to be so much fun.
We're having a lot of fun doing it. So we're happy to share it on Monday.
Give us the address, the website again. Your website.
Yep. Sorry. So if you head over to weatherbeater.com and then /ComfyTech, that's ComfyTech, and there's a full-on landing page, and you can learn all about the new range with Hugology included, and there's also a link on there where you can take the blanket identification tool and find the perfect blanket for your horse's personality type as well.
And just very like cool. When they christen a ship, you're going to join us at the beginning of the very beginning of the 12 hours, and you're going to break a champagne bottle over Jamie's head.
I am very excited to kickstart the morning.
We don't have a visual for that.
We do give you permission to drink all day over there at the offices at Weatherbeater. So you have my permission if you want to crack the champagne early. And you know what was so cool, and I didn't expect this. Almost all the sponsors that day said they listened all day at their offices. So that was cool.
That's awesome.
That was a lot of fun.
So
it's definitely a festive day. So.
Well, we'll see you then. Talk to you on the 28th, girl.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, I will chat with you guys then. Thank you so much for having me.
Weatherbeater.com. You'll find them all there. Well, what a fun show. Bye-bye. Thank you, Lisa, for joining us.
Oh, thanks for asking me. It's always fun. I always enjoy it.
Well,
it just,
before we go, where can people get your books?
Oh,
that
Lisa,
include us.
Lisa. Yep, lisawysocki.com, WYSOCKY.com. But they're available everywhere, you know, Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Just go there and just look for the
Great
Cat
Christmas
and
gifts.
Light Mystery Series.
Great Christmas gifts.
Yes, they are. A lot of fun.
And how many books have you written total now?
Well, I've got the three. I'm working on the fourth one. The main equation will be out in the fall. And, of course, you know, we're working Horses in the Morning in because you've been featured in the last two books. So, you know, we're gonna include you guys again. So my protagonist, Kat Enright, really, really is an avid listener. So She's probably your first fictional listener, but she listens every day.
Well, we love her. we
no,
love her.
The
for
first
this.
Year we were doing this, most of our listeners were fictional.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Now, Kat also has her own Facebook page. Look for Kat Enright, Mystery Horsewoman. And I'm getting readers who are telling me that Kat came over for dinner or one of the other characters came over to watch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's really invested. So.
But doesn't that mean somebody's been murdered?
It does. Yeah,
I don't know if that's a good thing she comes for dinner.
Yeah.
It may not be good. Well, thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Give the website again, lisawysocki.com.
Yes, WYSOCKY.com.
Very good.
Yeah. Thank you.
We're going to be back tomorrow with Endurance Day here on Horses in the Morning. If you remember, a long time ago, we talked to the woman who was starting her trek across Nevada. She was going, 1,200 miles, Jennifer? Well, she's finished it, and she's coming on to tell us about what that was like on her Mustangs, I believe. So she's going to be talking about that. I know that there are some other guests that have been lining. We're talking a lot of Mustangs in Endurance tomorrow, right, Jennifer? You helped do an interview there.
Yep. All kind of good stuff coming up.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that'll be
very
on
cool.
Tomorrow's show with
all
Karen.
All Mustangs all the time.
Now, I just noticed that Jamie posted on her Facebook page that she checked in at Superior Court and was wanting to know how to get out of a jury trial. So,
oh, wow.
We hope she'll be back here on Wednesday, but keep your fingers crossed. We'll find out.
We'll find out.
If not, Lisa, I might be calling.
There you go. I'm here. But maybe
all she has to do is say that Kat Enright came over for dinner last night, and she will be out of there.
There you go. Either that, or she needs to tell everybody she's a horse.
And I did want to point out too that, and I just heard, I heard from her while it was playing. She said, "I can't believe you played that." No, you didn't. When we did the song package, the husband and wife that were singing there together.
Yeah.
That was Denise, our guest wrangler, and her husband.
Really?
Yes.
That was my favorite.
That was Denise, our guest wrangler. That's who that was. And I told her she's required to do another one this year. It was just
absolutely
so cute. It was really
awesome.
Cute. We played that one during the horse husband hour, obviously. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. What a fun show. We'll see you again tomorrow morning here on Horses in the Morning.
Bye, everyone.
Go, Mike Smith. Jamie's gonna quit.
Well, she'll come back. She'll have her own.